New at 5, the future of City College in San Francisco is in jeopardy. After years of scrutiny, the Accrediting Commission for Community and Junior Colleges issued a drastic decision tonight, telling City College it's revoking its accreditation.
The accreditation troubles at City College began in July of 2012 when the Regional Accrediting Commission put the school on what's called show cause status. It's the harshest sanction the commission can give, and it puts a school on the defensive, asking it to prove why it should not have its accreditation revoked. The commission's evaluation cited mostly fiscal, structural, and governance issues and gave the school roughly 8 months to fix the problems. That sanction forced the college into crisis mode as it scrambled to fix the problems and keep its accreditation. Still, last July, the commission said it wasn't enough. City College's accreditation would be revoked in 1 year. After that announcement, the publicly elected Board of Trustees was effectively disbanded, and an appointed special trustee assumed sole decision-making power over the school. His name is Robert Agrella.
My role is to essentially perform all of the duties and responsibilities of the normal Board of Trustees. So it's oversight of all of the operations of the institution.
We'll hear more from Agrella later in the show. But first, KALW's Jen Chien takes us inside of City College of San Francisco to see the work that's being done on campus to keep the school open.
Open, accredited, and ready for you. That's what it says on the big electronic sign at the entrance to City College's main Ocean Avenue campus. Despite all of its troubles over the last year and a half, the school is still fully operational and remains fully accredited. Students crowd the walkways in between classes, and the atmosphere feels like any other busy college campus. But there's something else running under the surface here.
I think there's a palpable fear among the students.
Fred Teddy is a professor of mathematics and the Academic Senate president at City College.
Well, I mean, my morale was low, too, trying to accomplish. So it's a lot of work. When I was hired 19 years ago, I practically kissed the concrete outside the doors of this building every morning because I loved coming to work so much. Not so much these days. I get the impression that I and everyone else, we drag ourselves to work in the morning.
Since the accreditation troubles began, Teddy and his fellow City College faculty have been putting in long hours. In addition to their regular teaching time, they've been addressing some of the commission's recommendations. They're measuring students' long-term learning outcomes, and they're streamlining governance structures.
So we used to have committees and subcommittees. Well, we flattened it. There are now just committees. There are no subcommittees.
Less time in committees could mean more time for teaching or prep. But Teddy says the new systems can sometimes feel oppressive.
A lot of us feel locked into this externally imposed structure that we don't all necessarily feel we operate well inside of. And when you feel that way, it's much more difficult to act as if all of this extra work will lead to improvements for the students.
To me, it's not about stressful, it's about importance.
Gohar Momgen is City College's accreditation liaison officer. She used to be the chancellor's executive assistant, but was appointed to this role soon after the school was put on show cause. She's the interface between the college and the commission, and from her point of view, the value of the accreditation process is clear.
Just like we have standards for our students, what we expect them to achieve, what it takes to get an A, you need to come out with these outcomes.
And she says City College was not getting an A.
When you take a hard, honest look at what's actually happening, and it was that accreditation report that came in that made us take a look at that, and it was like, oh my God, we don't meet the mark on this, and we need to change so that we can improve.
Changes have been happening. The college was projecting a deficit of over $2.5 million, so it tightened up its finances. Operating costs for its 8 satellite campuses were unknown, so it started keeping better track. And the college is updating its ancient database software. But it's also done some controversial things, like making layoffs and pay cuts to teachers and staff while hiring 30 new administrators. Meanwhile, the accreditation crisis has had a huge impact on enrollment. Leslie Simon teaches women's studies at City.
In the community, there are those who think that we're closed, are closing, that we've lost our accreditation. None of that is true. So we have to get the word out that we are not going to lose our accreditation.
The college's full-time student population has dropped almost 15% since last year. But enrollment at the school was falling even before the accreditation crisis began. It's a trend that happens at most community colleges. More students enroll in bad economic times. And when the economy gets better, there are fewer students. If the dramatic drop continues, City will receive much less state and federal funding. And it's already lost almost 10% of its state funding in the last 2 years.
Mission Neighborhood Health Center, maybe they would want the Mission ESL flyer. Now, do you think the little ones or the big ones?
Every Saturday since September, Simon has joined fellow faculty members Danny Halford and Susan Lopez in running an enrollment campaign out of a small office at City College's Mission campus. They hand out flyers, posters, and class schedules to volunteers who then deliver or post them by hand around the city.
We have quarter size.
Let me see.
Leslie Simon says she's actually pretty confident that the school will stay accredited. She's worried about the kinds of changes being demanded now, changes that bring into question what or whom a community college should be for.
We're worried we're going to be downsized, and so we want our CCSF for our San Francisco. Immigrants, parents with young children, formerly incarcerated people, you know, low income, sexual assault survivors, people who are not necessarily the traditional, you know, student who's going to transfer right away to the four-year university, but eventually may do that if they're given the chance.
What Simon's talking about is a bigger fight, one that goes back to a state Senate bill known as the Student Success Act of 2012.
I'm very pleased that Senate Bill 1456 passed unanimously out of Senate Education Committee this morning. I think that's very exciting that we had broad-based support.
This was a controversial set of guidelines for the state's community colleges. It gives priority to students who are more likely to finish a degree or transfer in 2 years. The law fits well with the federal government's current completion agenda, a push for colleges to award more degrees with more efficiency. Here's President Obama talking about it shortly after his re-election.
If you can't stop tuition from going up, then the funding you get from taxpayers each year will go down. We should push colleges to do better. We should hold them accountable if they don't.
Many at City College of San Francisco see this going against California's tradition of completely open access to higher education.
Let me cook you up. You'd like some Mission ESL?
Well, yeah.
One of the people picking up flyers at the enrollment campaign office is Dawn Moore. She's a nurse and a lifelong learner.
I got my associate degree, and I went on to state, and then I came back and I took some photography classes and some music, and then I took some electronics and computer classes, and now I'm taking the trauma certificate.
Students like Moore, who aren't necessarily seeking degrees, may not have the same access to City College in the future. And there are thousands of students like her, like the ones taking this English as a second language class at the Chinatown campus.
Our money comes from Sacramento. Sacramento is state, is the capital of California. We get that money from the state of California.
Professor Ed Rosen is giving a mini lesson in civics as he implores his students to sign an attendance sheet.
So every time you sign, we get money. That's why you have to sign. Okay? Really, it's very important.
This class is a partnership between City College and the nonprofit Chinese for Affirmative Action, or CAA. The students here are mostly low-income immigrants from China. Rosen teaches them language skills specific to the hospitality industry, and CAA provides job leads and other help.
Okay, so union benefits. Give me an example of a union benefit.
Union benefit, yeah. I paid worker 20.07 hour.
Per hour.
Per hour.
Very good.
ESL is actually the largest department at the school, with over 300 teachers and 700 courses. Low-income students often qualify for fee waivers for credit classes. Non-credit classes are free. Student Ivy Gao moved here from China 3 years ago with her husband. She's currently taking ESL classes from 10 to 3 every day at no cost to her.
If there was no City College, then I wouldn't know where to go to learn English.
Gao is currently unemployed as she takes care of her young son, but she says Rosen's class will be useful when she needs to look for a job.
Before, I didn't know anything about hotels, but now I understand how it works, and I'm glad someone can help me with interviews and writing a resume.
For many people, this class represents a primary purpose of City College. But providing that kind of education might not be possible anymore. Consider what the school has taken out of its mission statement since the accreditation crisis began. Citizenship preparation, GED preparation, cultural enrichment, lifelong learning. Again, accreditation liaison officer Gohar Momjan.
Our mission statement was that we serve everybody and, you know, all facets of the community to achieve all things. And we weren't successful in doing that either when you look at the resources.
Academic Senate President Fred Teddy understands the desire to improve student success, but he says defining success only by measurable outcomes is ultimately harmful.
We're supposed to be serving the community at large. We are supposed to be offering people who didn't have an ability to earn a high school diploma back when they were the right age. Where else are they going to go to get that high school diploma? They come to us. The immigrants who can barely speak English, where are they going to go to learn English? They come to us. Older adults who want to acquire new skills without having, you know, the pressure of being in a room with a bunch of 20-year-olds, where are they going to go? They come to us.
City College continues to make tough decisions as it awaits word from the Accreditation Commission. But no matter what happens come July, questions will continue to be asked about the meaning of a community college education. For Cross Currents, I'm Jen Chien.